copy of what I just said for each of you for the recorder.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
920, request of Hiram Asmuth to address council regarding revoking a 60-day ban at City Hall.
Mr. Asmuth? Okay, let's move on then, please.
921, request of Jim Wittenberg to address council regarding affordable housing and overbuilding in Portland.
Good morning, Jim. Welcome.
Morning. You know, my brain is still intact. The rest of my body's a mess right now. So at 76, I can get away with most things I couldn't say when I was 65 or 56. So I started out with some things I found when I was going through the papers I had in the boxes of stuff I collected over 50 years, and I found this campaign thing of this guy named Charlie Hales. I think he was successful, and he won the election. And I sometimes wonder if you guys love the city as much as you love the people that are in the city. So just a thought I had when I saw this. It's been sitting on my table for 3 or 4 weeks. The second page is some testimony that we helped give at the MACG people at the hearings on the Portland PFAC. It's there. I can't say the title right now. Portland Housing Authority. We've been working on this, as you'll see in the next two pages, since 2003 to try and get some of these things put into effect. We need housing, and pretty bad in the city. We need it much more than buildings or streets or this. People live on the street because they can't find affordable housing. I went through this myself a few years ago. I talked to Dan Salson's office about it. It was hard to find an apartment that's affordable for a 75-year-old man in the city. It's very, very difficult still. The Northwest Pilot Project helped me out with it. If you'll see, the mayor and Commissioner Sten at that time, he resigned shortly after that, promised us the Blue Ribbon Committee of Community Leaders to find new revenues for affordable housing at 50% or below the median income. And guess who promised this? You know, besides the mayor and Commissioner Skin, a guy named private developer Homer Williams. Have you ever heard of him? He's still promising. And I saw the leader of MACG at that time, the minister from New York. He said he's still telling us stories. He's still telling us, and we're buying them all the time, what he's going to do for affordable housing. So he builds market rate apartments. He does a good job doing that, but he doesn't help any of us that are looking for $300, $400, $500, and $600 apartments. They just put up a new project in Lloyd Center. The rent for a single person over there is $1,100. And that's the Hassalo project over there, which just is nice for you guys. You could afford that. All of you could afford an apartment like that. But lots of those guys. So Mr. Kimbrough and Mr. Williams didn't tell us the truth back then. And Commissioner Stan wrote me a letter saying that eventually we'll get affordable housing in the city, eventually. What in the hell does that mean? Two more pages will be done here. Is that I don't, 3 minutes is not very long. There's some priorities in this city that you should look at, and I don't think that fixing the Coliseum and buying the post office are big priorities when this building next to us over here is probably going to come down in an earthquake and kill most of the employees that are residing there. I think you ought to move them out, put them in housing around this and for offices around the city. And when you get the money and these other things taken care of, then build a building or a modest building, not $192 million. That's just crazy. There's just one more thing here that I think about is that the last page here, there's an article about, next to the last page, this I've got a one here on this Portland housing. It's better in San Francisco. It's worse in San Francisco and Seattle. The last two pages are about, I was getting very, very beaten down and giving up about the people and about the new generations coming in. Till I read about Darsby Hans Swanson, who was picked as the number one baseball project pick in the nation. See, I like baseball better than soccer by a long shot. And this guy has got words in here, and that I looked at it and I said, my God, I'm not worried anymore with guys like this coming up in our society. Darby Swanson will take care of a lot of these problems we have, and he will love you. He will love you every day of his life, and I'm confident in that. So please read that article. If you don't read anything else, read this about Darby. Authority doesn't give you the power to look down your noses at me or other people.
Oh, thank you very much. I will read it and appreciate you. Thank you very much. Appreciate your activism. Okay, let's move on to 9.